lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. No, it's not too early to start thinking about Halloween. And we have some very special guests in the studio from one of my favorite places, Pensacola Beach. We have members of the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge here with us this morning. We have Greg Adams, Wayne Barr, I hope I pronounced that correctly, and Ingo Stark. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Representing the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge. And actually, they started swaying a little to the music. So I have a feeling this is going to be a fun event that's coming up. But before we get to the events, I would love to hear a little bit about Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge. We drive by it every time you go on the beach. It's right there on the right. You can't miss it. But what do y'all do? What is this organization? And, you know, tell us a little bit about it. Because I think a lot of people know you're there, but we don't really know who you are.
Well, our Elks Lodge is a 501c8. We are a fundraising organization, and we support a lot of 501c3s here in the local community. We're also participating in a statewide Elks Association as well as a national Elks Association.
Very cool. So you're connected.
Oh, yeah. We're connected throughout the country with other lodges through the National Foundation as well as through the state of Florida and the Florida Elks Association.
Well, with my time out at Pensacola Beach, what I was so impressed with is all the things that you do for the community. You're so charity-oriented, and you have so many groups that you work with and support. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've always been charity-minded, but in the last few years, I think we've really refocused on that. We do a lot of good for the community, and also in the state, we have one. Our state's children's youth camp is one of the highly recognized youth camps in the nation.
Really?
It's amazing. We send two busloads of kids for free every year down there.
Take care of the camp, take care of the food.
And then, but our focus is on women, children, and veterans. That's our main focuses. And Greg always likes to say, and I love the saying, but we're a party with a purpose.
Okay, a party with a purpose. So I do know about that too, having been on a Pensacola Beach, because I know you'll have special nights. You have bingo nights and all kinds of fashion shows. There's all kinds of things happening at the Elks Lodge. It's always very busy, very, very busy there. So Ingo, you're here too. So welcome and tell us a little bit about your involvement.
Yes, hi, I'm Ingo, and we are having a very, very great event coming up. It's the Halloween 5K, and it's a kids' monster dash after the main race, and we are so excited to have that. And
yes,
it's a big event for us to get the charities going and giving back to our local charities.
That's okay,
things to make our community bigger and better and get the people together and have a really good time.
I love that. And Ingo, I love the fact that you have a little bit of an accent there.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. What yes. part of Germany are you from,
sir? It's actually from Berlin.
From Berlin. Yeah. Okay. Well, I had an opportunity to be there in Köln, I learned. Shoes.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah, danke. Dankeschön. And that's the extent of my German, so there you go. Okay. But I'm happy to hear you talk about this Beach Elks Lodge, the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash. And this is going to be on Halloween morning.
Halloween morning at 7:30 a.m. right there at the Santa Rosa Island Authority. There will be start line, and parking would be in front of Flounders and on the other side where the tower, where the water tower is. And then you just come over the street, and then you can still sign up until the last minute.
Oh, okay. Is there a way to register in advance?
Yes, at www.runpensacola.com, and then you go to the events and find the Halloween 5K.
The Halloween 5K, and then you said the starting line's under the beach ball, is that right?
Somewhere the starting line is at the Santa Rosa Island
Authority. Oh, at the Island Authority,
Side or Soundside. That's where the race goes to, or Soundside.
I gotcha, okay. And then what about the kids? What's the story with that?
Oh, it's a story about the kids.
Because it says Monster Dash, and I don't know, some kids are afraid of monsters, but some kids like to dress up as monsters, so which is it?
Yeah.
Or a little
First
bit of both.
We are very, very eager to see what kind of costumes the kids come in, right. Grown-ups too. So, and the important thing is, like, we have the kids running because they always have fun, and we want to do something for the kids too when they're running.
So right.
They will get some surprise prizes at the end of their little dash, you know, so.
Okay.
And we hope it's be very, very busy there, so.
Okay, well, I love the fact that you are doing it in the morning because Halloween actually falls on Saturday this year. So
correct.
It's a Saturday morning. And a lot of parents are a little reluctant these days, unfortunately, to get their kids out late at night. But this is kind of perfect because they can dress up. Will there be candy there? Will there
yes,
be?
Yes, there will be candy.
I had to ask that question. Tell me a little bit about what to expect.
We expect lots of people.
Okay. And, in costumes.
And we're still working on some things that, since we're working for our charities with the most of it, the autism, so we have we had an outing once at the Miracle League, and we had one kid sang the national anthem.
Oh, neat.
And it was so fun, and I'm trying to get that kid to
come back
and sing the national anthem right for us at the race before the starting of the race.
Okay.
We will have monster music going too.
Oh, good. Okay. I love that. So the registration is how much to register? You can do it in advance or day of.
Correct.
Okay. Is it the same price for kids or adults?
Kids are running for free when the parents sign up for the race.
Okay. Very good.
It's $35, so it's pretty affordable.
And then all the proceeds benefit the different charities
yes,
that you all support.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Okay. So how do you, when you say you support them, what are some of the things that you do?
Well, we Santa Rosa Kids House. Is one of the things that we support through this. I think Ingo has picked kind of three charities, the main charities that we're doing with that. Santa Rosa Kids House is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're
the Forgotten Warriors.
Forgotten Warriors
and autism.
Yep, and autism is a big thing that we've really recently started trying to put our efforts into. You know, it cost a ton of money to get tested for autism. And until
right,
you
of
get
course.
Tested, you can't get any of the benefits that are out there for you
mm-hmm.
if you're in that situation. So we, as the Elks Lodge and as in general, Elks in the state, we've really started to dive into helping with that the testing for the kids so they can get their autism benefits.
Right. Okay. Well, these are great charities. They do so much in the community. I've had several of them on the show before. So we know that they're legit. They're 501c3s, but they do so much throughout the year. And sometimes we get charity minded during the holidays, but right now is the time that people sometimes need the most help.
That's true. Just,
yeah. Yep. Especially for Christmas coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lots of things going for Christmas. We're sending out food packages and to our veterans and all the kind of stuff.
Oh, I didn't realize you did that too. Oh,
yes.
That's great. Well, I do know one thing that you sponsored is the Veterans Parade.
That is correct.
On the beach, correct?
That is correct. We have done that for many, many years, and it is 100% funded by the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
We do all the organizing. We have a great bunch of volunteers that step in and organize and plan that event, and they bring in veterans from all over this area, all over Cat Country.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring them in. We'll treat them, you know, like they should be treated as veterans that have given everything for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can take a day to give back to those guys and those ladies that have done that. Last year, our marshal was the first Hispanic Blue Angel pilot. It was great to meet him and his and hear his story of
mm-hmm.
how he became so successful in our military, defending our country. But the Veterans Day Parade is always on Veterans Day regardless.
Right.
And we have a huge turnout. It's a no-throw parade, but it's a lot of fun. And it really shows how much the Elks Lodge across the state and across the nation cares about our veterans, because they are in our top three for sure.
If you just joined us, we're talking with our friends from the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge. If you've got a question or comment, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So someone was just asking, how can I be of help to the Elks Lodge? Do I have to be a member, or can I still volunteer? How can I get involved?
There's tons of ways to get involved with the Elks Lodge. The easiest way is to make a donation to a charity of your choice via the Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go straight into our charities account. We are 100% visible on everything and transparent. Becoming an Elk member will let you have a lot of fun while you do it. It's a lot more fun to be with your friends when we're all writing checks to the Elks Lodge than to be by yourself.
That's true.
And membership, we're always accepting applications for membership. We have a very strict process to follow to become part of our lodge.
And it is men and women, because I have several female friends that are in the lodge. So it's a diverse group, really,
men and
of
women.
All ages.
Men and women are both eligible to be members.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of, like you said earlier, we have fun just about every single night of the week. From live music and dancing to great meals on Friday nights to events like Ingo is putting together this 5K run.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second time doing this.
Correct.
Last year, I was gonna ask that because I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
we were partnered up with someone last year, but this year it's our race. It was so successful last year. We're looking forward to a huge group to come out and support local charities through the Elks Lodge. We're going to have a great time.
So just to be clear, anybody can be in the race. They don't necessarily have to be a member of a lodge.
That's
they can
correct.
Anyone in Pensacola or anywhere in this area can participate.
Out of state, wherever you come, come on.
And I know you ask, how do you figure out which charities or what are you donating to, and we do have a very strict process on that. They will actually come to the lodge. They're vetted.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, they had to show their legal paperwork, and then they sit in front of a board, and they'll make their pitch, and then they get asked some really tough questions a lot of times, and it's not just a rubber stamp.
Right.
There are times that we say we just don't think that's up our alley, or we're not sure that the money's going to the right place, whatever, and we don't. But we try to do as much as we can, and we try to obviously stay in those three veins that we talked about, the women, children, and veterans, as much as we can as well. And then also in our neighborhood.
Right.
In our area is where we try to stay.
Well, the charities that you're designating this event for are certainly fit into that category, no question about it. So the dollars will be going to the autism group, also to Santa Rosa Kids House, and what was the third
Forgotten Warriors.
Forgotten Warriors, of course.
And the Forgotten Warrior program, incidentally, was founded by one of our members, a retired Navy veteran, Kerry Siegel, has started that program, and it is expanding. And they do a fantastic job taking care of these veterans in the living assisted living facilities. They go out and see them monthly and bring them all inside the room together, let them share their stories, let them feel the love of each other. And it's a great time with coffee and donuts and something
wonderful
that the veterans need. Mm-hmm. They need it, weekly.
And yes.
Gary has done a fantastic job putting this together.
Well, I love the sound of it because we certainly have a lot of veterans in this year, especially retirees and people that are on Social Security, and maybe times are a little bit tight. So it's great to know that there's someone out looking out for them. And if they need help, can hopefully direct them in the right direction or even provide that help. So what a great, great thing. Forgotten Warriors. I'm assuming they have a website, I would guess, maybe. You can Google it. I bet if you Google it, you'll find out how you can get in touch.
You can Google Forgotten Warriors, and it'll come up for sure.
Okay. If you just joined us, we're talking with our friends from the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge. I need more coffee. Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge, about some exciting events coming. This is the second year they've done it, and this sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be Saturday morning, Halloween morning, October 31st, on Pensacola Beach. And just between us, in case you were wondering, typically in October, that's the best weather on Pensacola Beach.
Right,
I'm going to whisper that. Don't tell anybody. But those days, it's the perfect time to have an event because it is going to be gorgeous and cool and the water will be shining. But here's the thing. The money's going to great causes. It's the Halloween 5K, which isn't too far, 3.1 miles, I believe. And then the kids' monster dash. I want to come out just to see the kids' costumes. Are you going to have a costume contest?
Well, I wouldn't call it a contest, but we will have something for the most, what do you call it, nicest or outrageous
original
costumes.
Outrageous. I like outrageous, actually.
Yes.
You have an outrageous category.
Yeah. And we have the finishers medal medals for all the runners
who
participate, and podium prizes in age groups, the first, second, and third place.
Okay.
We have that too. And by when everything, the awards actually going over to Flounders, where we have a little
Talk about that. Yes, talk about the after party.
Yeah, that will be at Flounders, the restaurant.
Which is right across the way. It's you can just walk over there.
Correct. And everybody who participated can have some lunch there. You get food. And for the grown-ups, there will be some adult drinks, beverages.
I think they do have a bar there. I heard a rumor about that.
Yes, a little bit, yes.
Just a little rumor about
This is we all provided. So, and it's always great. And people talking to each other. And they really come together as a runners group, because it's like a big family. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And but the kids can play in the sands there too. They have all kinds of.
Oh, they have a big playground behind Flounders. It's awesome. Yeah, it's great. And where's the finish line, by the way?
The finish line is at the same place, the Island Authority. So the start finish line is the same thing.
Okay, gotcha.
You're going in this way,
and then you come back the other way. Gotcha.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you see a time too, so don't be afraid.
You're gonna have timers too.
Oh yes, it's all timed.
Oh, this is serious, y'all. This is a serious 5K.
Big deal.
It's record setting. Yeah,
I love it. Well, let me ask this. Someone just texted. Do they want to know, are dogs allowed?
Sure.
Really? Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
And they'll be on a leash, it's fine. Yeah.
They got to be on a leash, okay. But probably could do costumes too.
Absolutely.
Why
and
not?
At the water station, we can put some cups out for the dogs that can drink too. Slurping
out of the and I believe that would, whatever the rules are on the Pensacola Beach, would all apply.
Of course, of course. But you want to do the leash thing, for sure.
Definitely do the leash thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Or we have parents who come with strollers and the tiny ones. Oh. So it's all, we have wheelchair
people. That could
work.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody is so welcome, unless it's within the...
I love it. Now, are you guys going to be dressed up? Are you wearing costumes? You three characters, you three amigos right here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, you can bet on that.
Yeah, I never miss an opportunity to make a fool of myself.
Okay, I love that.
It'd be a great opportunity for folks to come out and see the Elks Lodge in action, being a party with a purpose.
Absolutely.
A very important purpose.
I think it's wonderful. And you all do things throughout the year. So this event is going to be happening on the morning of Halloween, Saturday morning. And what time should they come? If you didn't get a chance to register ahead of time and everybody says, let's do that, what time should they be there?
I would say flying in about 6:30 would be a good time when you have not registered yet. Or get the atmosphere in. You can come 6:30 and just see what's going on. So
okay. And then the race starts at what time?
At 7:30.
Yes. Okay. So early.
We have some free T-shirts, don't we?
Oh.
You get T-shirts.
Don't you have T-shirts?
Sign up? Yes.
If
yes.
you sign up.
Oh, yes. Good. I didn't know if you had T-shirts for this race.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have a nice T-shirt with a sign on it and a little phantom on it.
Oh, I love it. I love
it.
It's
a really cool
T-shirts. Well, the thing about these races that's so cool, because I used to be a runner, is that you get to wear the T-shirts. And then you do it every year, and you have a T-shirt from every year, which is kind of a neat collectible.
That's right.
And it's a great gift for folks that they're coming to the event, maybe just watching, and they can get them a T-shirt. So I love that.
Yeah,
that's
we
great.
Will continue with that race through the years, so to make it established.
Yeah, I think it could be.
People know it's coming.
I think
maybe
it'd be
not on
event.
The same.
if Halloween falls on a Monday.
Yeah, we still do the Saturday before that.
I love it, though. This is such a great idea, guys. I really think it's going to be fun. All right, what have we not mentioned that we need to mention about this thing? And we'll just kind of repeat, because we have listeners maybe just joining us now, talking to our friends at the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge. They are getting ready for the big Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash on Halloween morning.
Well, I would just mention more about the autism testing that we support. It is done through one of our major projects with the Florida State Elks Association. We have our Harry Ann Investment Fund that supports our autism testing. It's done down in Umatilla, Florida. And we literally pay for the family, the candidate, to go to our facility. It's our big youth camp down there. It's like almost 500 acres. And we house them and feed them and perform the testing for those children or young adults that have never been tested. And that once they're tested and they are labeled and fall within the spectrum, now the whole world of benefits is open to them. one of the charities that Ingo has chosen is how we do this testing. And it opens the door. So if you've been touched by autism or know someone who's been touched by autism, this is a fantastic way to have a lot of fun and to give back because they need it desperately.
No, it sounds like a great cause.
And this place is an area where there be no cell phones and there are no video games. So this all community with the kids sitting mm-hmm. there with adults control and the environment and be there and doing things with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they not rely on their mobile phones and everything like that. So they
yes.
learn.
Yeah,
and
Inga's referring to the youth camp, the
yes.
summer youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there's no electronics. And I've never seen a kid go there that wasn't upset that there wasn't going to be electronics.
Of course.
And
they're
I've
so used to it.
I've never seen one leave that was upset. They all want to go back.
Mm.
It is absolutely amazing what they do. And we do a lot around here too, though. So for Thanksgiving every year, we
talk
send,
about that because you have a big
we
event.
We send a bus over to the NAS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how many turkeys did we cook last year.
Last year we cooked 52 turkeys.
I'm sorry to laugh. That's a lot of turkeys.
And probably had I think it was 17 hams.
Wow.
And basically what Wayne is saying, we brought two busloads of active duty from NAS
Aww.
Over. And they couldn't go home for whatever reason, didn't
oh,
have the time.
I love that.
And we feed them.
We feed them. They're not allowed to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But we take good care of them. They get to walk around the beach. There's things to do in the lodge. And then we take them home. But they all are so appreciative. But they don't get as much out of it as we do. Because
right.
it's amazing to see these young men and women that are sacrificing for our country, and sometimes they don't always get the best treatment. And they walk into this lodge, and we're lined up clapping for them
Aww.
And cheering them on, and just to see their faces. I mean, some of them are just excited, some of them are shocked, some of them are in tears. I
Aww.
Mean, it's just it's amazing that's just one of the things that we do. And I just encourage anybody out there, just that is all we do. That's what we're there for. And we encourage you to if you want to get involved, it's a great way. I spent about almost 10 years with somebody asking me to join.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I really just don't need a place to go to have a drink or to whatever.
Right.
And then he's changed tactics. He said, let me tell you what we do.
Because
I kept telling him, I don't have time for this.
It's more than just hanging
out.
Yeah,
when he started sharing some of the things that we do, I was like, well, I need to make time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped in with both feet. And I just encourage other people, if you're charity-minded, if you're community-minded, it's a great way, a great avenue to combine forces and do a lot of good for the community. Every dollar we raise goes back out.
So then if someone was interested in this listening this morning, what steps should they take?
Yeah, they would want to contact the lodge and meet one of our officers that
mm-hmm.
would bring them to one of our meetings where they could request donations for their 501c3, or they could maybe be in one of the local schools. Maybe a couple of months back, we went out to Pensacola Beach Elementary School with a group of people, and we clean the school from top to bottom to help
wow.
the principal, Rachel Watts, get ready for the new year.
Oh, neat.
And painted the parking lots, drives. I mean, just do everything that maybe they don't have the funding to do. And then we
mm-hmm.
give them a big check to take with it because most of our donations are done with cash.
Wow.
We write them a check if they need money, like the weekend food program. We're big supporters of the weekend food program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kids that are on lunch money assistance, they realized that, well, that maybe they didn't have lunch money on the weekend, so they put together tons of food together to send home with these children through the school systems. We support that as well, and I mean, it all rolls right into it, women, children, and veterans.
Wow. Well, the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge is an amazing organization. You're going to want to get on it right now and get registered for the big event coming up on Halloween morning. It's the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash. Oh, my goodness, this is going to be fun.
Thanks
so much
for having
us. Thank
you,
gentlemen, for being here. Greg, Wayne, and Inge, we appreciate all you do, and give my
Thank
love
you.
To everybody out at the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge.
Be big.
Have a blessed day.